with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now, I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word. The world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We'll never have enough time here on earth to ponder Jesus and Paul's last discourses, which we've had yesterday and today, and Jesus's will finish tomorrow. Could preach several retreats just on the 17th chapter of St. John. But there's something that Jesus repeats that St. John doesn't edit, which is very important for us to grasp because it is so mind-blowing. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Jesus says twice. We know that Jesus doesn't belong to the world. He is one with the Father. That's not theologically difficult to grasp. But what is in a sense earth-shattering, is that Jesus is telling the Father that we do not belong to the world any more than he did. So many try just to fit in, to blend into their environment, who receive from without more than they contribute. Jesus is trying to say that as Christians, we belong to the Father just as much as he belongs to the Father, and to live our entire life with that mind. Once we grasp that, then the other pieces of this start to fit together more easily. Jesus prays, and we'll have a chance to ponder it even more tomorrow, that we have a communion among us as profound as the community between Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. That the Father protect us while we're in the world. We're not of the world, he says, any more than he is of the world. But the Lord doesn't want to take us away from the world. And that's not what he prays for, because he wants to send us into the world. But there's a special request of the Father. As we are being sent into the world, as the Father sent Jesus into the world, that we may be protected. Protected by the power of God the Father's name, that we might be guarded, that we might not be lost. That we be kept from the evil one. And in order for this to occur, Jesus consecrates himself and prays for our consecration. That word consecrate, as Pope Emeritus Benedict used to love to remind the priests every Holy Thursday, has a double root. Sacer means cut off, con means to be with. So we're separated in a sense, precisely to be with God. And then when we're with God, he sends us into his mission for the completion of his mission. That God so loved the world that he didn't remain apart, but that he sent his Son to save it. And Jesus says, just as you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. But he sends us differently. since it's consecrated. And the particular form of that consecration is ordered to the truth. And Jesus defines what that truth is. His holy word. Jesus is sending us into a world to which we do not belong with the seed of his word. Precisely not to leave the world as we found it, but to change it so that it might be more and more ordered to him. He's going to want us to share his mission, not just of the salvation of others, but the guarding of others, the protection of others, the consecration of others in the name of God. And Jesus did all that he did, set himself apart with the Father and came on in so that we might live out the reality of this consecration, not just individually, but together with a unity that resembles the unity of the Trinity. St. Paul deeply got this, and in his valedictory address to the presbyters of Miletus that we hear today, we hear these great echoes. The instruction he gives to the priests of that growing, thriving church in the midst of so much pagan idolatry is a commentary on what Jesus himself has given to the church. So he tells them, keep watch over yourselves and the whole flock, which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood, to exercise in a sense this fatherly vigilance that God the Father was beseeched by his Son to give to us. There would be evil in that world. St. Paul specifies it. After my departure, savage wolves will come among you and will not spare the flock, and some of those savage wolves will come from within you, perverting the truth in order to draw disciples away. There, in contrast to the consecration of the truth, there is an adherence to the lie that is always at the root of what the father of lies tries to do to his flock. I commend you to God. That word could be also consecrate. I consecrate you to God so that the gracious word of his that can build you up and give into that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are consecrated. He's making his own Jesus' prayer that the disciples there in Ephesus might in fact be consecrated to the truth and therefore grown up, built up in this communion resembling the Trinity, which is the church. And he's sending them for this task, commenting on what he recalls of the Lord, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. That he's not sending them into the world as a punishment, sending them into the world as a gift to be able to share in Jesus' mission of salvation. All of this is true and it's important for us to ponder, but today as we celebrate this Mass for the third anniversary, Johannes von Berchem's being called by the Lord, we have to nourish it a little. Jesus prayed that we wouldn't be taken from the world. And now we're in this decenarium after the ascension, praying for the Holy Spirit, in which we know that Jesus himself left the world. And that after a time, Jesus will come for us all to take us from the world, in a sense, in order to be with him. But at his departure, he said, I will be with you always until the end of time, though it's going to be a different type of presence. As Saint Therese was preparing to meet the bridegroom, she said, I will spend my heaven doing good upon earth. That there was a departure, but that there was still some mysterious way in which she was going to be very involved in the world and more than just making rose petals fall down. And likewise for each of us who is consecrated in the truth, consecrated in the Lord, one with God, one with others, through the grace of the sacrament of baptism, through our participation in the sharing of the mission. Yes, at that point, Jesus will take us from the world. But in a sense, enhance our presence in the world in a way I'll never have a chance to do justice in a homily. But our only response to this truth is to sing to God with all the kingdoms of the earth.